My name is Jude.
McCarricker.
I am 11 years old. Today
is
January 7th, 2018. And I am speaking with Aunt Martha, who is my great aunt. We are recording this interview in Evergreen, Colorado.
Okay.
Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
Sure. Well, I grew up in Rochester, New York, and I lived in a suburb of Rochester. And I lived in a two-story house with my mother and my father and two sisters. One sister was my twin. And we enjoyed playing outside quite a bit. We liked to play out in the yard with our neighborhood friends. We would sometimes go hiking at a park nearby. And I used to walk to school and walk home for lunch and then go back to school. And I would sometimes stop in at the local candy store and buy some candy if I had 5 cents to spend. And I enjoyed getting together with my grandmother and aunt. And I would ride my bicycle over to see them sometimes because they live just a couple miles away.
Okay. Yes. Go
ahead. Can you tell me about your grandparents, your great grandparents?
I don't know too much about my great grandparents. I only knew my maternal grandmother, my mother's mother. My maternal grandfather died before I was born, and my father's parents died before I was born. But I do know my father's parents were from England, and they lived in Canada, Toronto, I believe, before they moved to Rochester. And my mother's parents were born in Scotland, and they came over to Canada on the last ship that made it safely before the outbreak of World War I, which probably was about 1913. And they stayed there for a few years, and then they heard that Rochester, New York was to raise a family, so they then moved from Montreal to Rochester. And my grandfather he owned a dry goods store, they called it, which was a store that sold material and that you could sew your clothes with and
What city in Canada did they move to?
They lived in Verdun, which is a suburb of Montreal. Mm-hmm. And they lived there about, I think it was about 7 or 8 years.
Long time.
Mm-hmm. Before they moved to Rochester.
New York.
Tell me a favorite memory of me.
Of you?
Yes.
Let's see. I'm thinking probably several. I think the one of the ones I like best is when I came to visit you in Melbourne, Australia, and you were 6 months old. And you were so much fun. Well, you still are. But, you know, being an infant, you were a happy boy, and it was fun to play with you and take care of you, change your diaper, give you a bath, or take you for a walk.
Can you tell me about one or two people who have been the biggest influences on your life?
Yes, I think probably my mother was, and father, I would have to say, were very influential in my life. They encouraged me and loved me and took care of me and taught me to figure out what I wanted to do and do my best to do my job or learn whatever. If I was in school, to do my best there. If I was when I was working, to do my best there too. And there was another person I worked with. She was the principal of an elementary school. And her name was Anne. And she was influential because she was an excellent teacher who had become a principal, and I learned a lot from her on managing people and her line of work, the teachers, and dealing with the principal or the parents, and knowing how to talk to the children and be respectful of them.
Is it elementary, middle, or high school?
It was elementary. It taught me how to work with some learning. She had made her own items to use for the children, and she taught me the different exercises that would help them and different things to do with them, with pencil and paper, as well as teaching them how to skip or to catch a ball, all basic things they needed to learn before they could learn to read.
Were they special needs kids?
Yes, a couple of them were. Some have some minor disabilities where they were dyslexic, they called it, so they couldn't, they were having a hard time learning to read, and then others had more problems learning to read and write.
Ask her, where was the school?
Where was the school?
It was in Germany, in Schwäbisch Hall. On a U.S. Army post in Germany.
That's pretty exciting.
And it was run by the State Department, U.S. State Department. Sponsored the schools for children of U.S. military people who were stationed overseas. And I was her secretary/teacher's aide.
Ask her if she liked Germany.
Did you like Germany?
Yes, I did. I really loved it. I liked living there. It was a beautiful country, and I liked getting to know some of the German people. to see more of the European continent, and it was a great experience. Yes, I really liked it.
How long were you there?
Well, we were sent over there. My husband was in the military, the U.S. Army, so we were sent over there twice. The first time, it was for 3 years in Schwäbisch Hall in southern Germany. The second time, we were in Darmstadt, which is more central Germany, for 2 years. So I got to see two different parts of the country. It was nice living in the two different areas.
Tell me about a teacher or other adult that had a big impact on your life while you were growing up.
I think I had two teachers. One was my second grade teacher, who I really liked. And the other one was my sixth grade teacher. And she was very... She was just very friendly, and she taught us a lot, and she was a lot of fun.
What subject did she teach?
What subject did she teach?
Everything. As we did not change classes in sixth grade. Ooh, we were still in the classified as the elementary school. Ooh. So we stayed in the one class. I just had the one teacher. But she was just a lot of fun and just a memorable type teacher.
What is the biggest thing you learned from that teacher?
What did I learn from the teacher?
What's the biggest thing?
She was really good at teaching English. I learned to like English a lot more, the grammar part of it. I was not that good at writing, but I was... From the way she was teaching, I really learned a lot on the grammar part of English and writing.
Okay.
You know, what's a noun, pronoun, how to diagram a sentence, things like that.
What advice would you give to your teenage self?
I would say... Focus, concentrate, and do your best to learn as much as you can from the people around you. And respect yourself. Give yourself a break once in a while.
Be nice to yourself.
And respect others and their property.
That's very relevant.
Can you tell me...
Let her finish.
Can you tell me about one or two people that have been... That you remember who have been particularly kind to you in your life? If they were here, what would you say to them?
I would have to say the principal that I worked with, Anne, she was very, very kind. She taught me a lot about how to work with the children that needed extra help. And plus, as a friend, she would take me places around Germany because she had been there longer. So she knew a lot of places to go and things to see. And... She was very generous. Chris with anything she had or belongings. She has given me furniture and things for my children. Just a very generous person, so I would have to say an extra special thank you to her for her thoughtfulness and sharing and her caring. She cared very, very deeply for people.
Were any of your children born in Germany?
No, they were not. Almost, but not quite. I was expecting my first daughter, Ellen, but we had to move back to the United States, so she ended up being born in Texas.
And what about your other children? Where were they born?
What about your other children? Where were they born?
Matthew, my second child, was born at Brook Army Medical Center in San Antonio, the same place
Texas.
As Ellen in Texas. And my third child, Andrew, was born in Petersburg Hospital in Petersburg, Virginia, because we were then transferred to Fort Lee, Virginia, near Petersburg.
Okay, next.
So, two different places.
Mm-hmm. Are there any positive moments or memories from your life that you think shaped who you are today? Are there any negative events or memories that you think shaped who you are today?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, first the positive one is the fact that I wanted to, when I grew up, I wanted to be a secretary like my Aunt Jenny. And I wanted to work for the Eastman Kodak Company like my father. So I went to secretarial school and learned to become a secretary, and then I worked at the Eastman Kodak Company for a few years. And then while I was there, I decided, no, maybe I don't want to be a secretary all my life. So I worked in a children's home as a volunteer a couple nights a week. And I decided then that I wanted to be a social worker to help children who were emotionally disturbed. So then that meant I had to go back to college. And so I did that, and I worked my way through college to get my bachelor's degree in social work so that I could work with children someday as a social worker.
Wow. What about the negative?
Oh, so the negative that shaped me would be the death of my twin sister. I was very close to my twin sister, and we did everything together, and then she became ill and she died a year later, so it was very devastating. Very sad that she had died, so I had to learn to cope with that and keep on living, and because my mother and father were missing her too, and my sister and my aunts and my grandmother, so we were all in it together.
What was your sister's name, and how old was she when she died?
Her name was Sandra, and we were 20 when she died.
And what did she die of?
Acute leukemia.
It's a cancer.
A cancer of the blood.
Of of the people you've lost in your life, who do you miss the most? What is it about them that you miss?
Well, with, I think, probably my twin. I would just like to be able to talk to her. Mm-hmm. And, of course, my mother and father.
Can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
Oh, yes, I think that would be when my children were born.
Can you tell me about some of the most important lessons you've learned in your life?
Yes, I believe I would start with learning to have faith in God and Jesus, to learn about Jesus and follow his way of dealing with other people, to love ourselves as well as others. And I think what my mother and father taught me about being respectful to other people and myself, and also other people's property. And if we follow all those things, then we probably wouldn't even need police. And also, I learned to, from my parents, to be careful about money. And take care of your health.
What are you proudest of personally and professionally in your life?
I would say the fact that I was able to raise three children and hold down a job and own a house. Mm-hmm. And professionally, I did work my way through college. I had the secretarial experience, too, before that. And I had a successful career at the University of Delaware, working with graduate students and families in the housing office, which was a very satisfying job to help those people with their housing. To get to know them.
What are you most grateful for?
I would say so far my health and my family.
How has your life been different than how you imagined it would be when you were young?
Well, I thought I was going to grow up and get married and have children and stay home and raise the children. But as it turned out, I had to go to work, even though I had children, because I was divorced from my husband. So I had to go back to work and raise the children. So that was a whole different scenario than what I thought it was going to be. But I made it work.
How would you like to be remembered?
as somebody that tried to make the world a better place.
That's a good answer.
Tried to help others and encourage other people. Yeah, I think that does it.
What are your hopes and wishes for me and for my children?
Well, my wish for you is that you continue on the good path you're on now and finish your schooling, find a profession that you like, and I know you'll work hard at whatever you select to do, and that you and your family will have enough to eat, have a place to live, and have a lot of love. And pass on to your children what you've learned from your mom and dad.
Thinking about your family many generations from now and knowing that they may hear this recording, is there anything you want to say to them, any wisdom or advice you would like to share?
I would say to be flexible, do your best, whatever you undertake, to do the best you can, be true to yourself and others, and I think that it helps to have some sort of a spiritual part of your life, or mindfulness, or whatever you want to call it.
God or something you believe in.
And I think another good guide for living would be to know the 12 steps from the Alcoholics Anonymous Creed, which is a good guide for living, as well as what Jesus' teachings.
At the end of the interview, take a few moments to tell your interview partner what they mean to you.
That's for yourself. That's not for her. Tell her there's three more questions. There's three more questions.
There's three more questions. Aunt Martha, where were our ancestors born?
My grandparents were born in Scotland. I know they lived in a town called Cowden Beath near Edinburgh, Scotland. And so my mother and her sisters were, of course, born there. And my father's family came from England, and they lived in Canada for a while before they all lived in Canada for a while before they moved to Rochester, New York.
Ask if she knows what town in England her dad was born in. Uh-oh. It said our interview had unexpectedly stopped. What? Save to device. Uh-oh. I'm not sure what to do with that. Publishing your interview may take a few minutes. I'm not sure what happened. It said it unexpectedly stopped. We only had two more questions. I'm not sure if you can... Jude, sit.
What?
You're almost done. I just have to figure out what to do with this. Oh, boy. We can either listen, export recording, upload full interview, edit interview. I wonder if edit interview means we can ask the last two questions.
This is edit info.
Go get Dad. Because I'm afraid to touch anything anymore, hon.
Yeah.
We only had two more questions. We're almost done. Sorry, hon.
Okay, it's all right.
I think we did about 20.
You think it recorded what we did?
Yeah, I do. It says save to device, 29 minutes on January 7th, so that's good.
Yeah.
But this time I want to upload the full interview so I have it back up just in case.
Yeah.
Yeah, it says edit info, but I don't know if that means the description of the interview or the interview itself, and I'm afraid to do anything. I wonder if I should upload full interview first and then ask the last two questions. He's doing a lot better than he did last time, huh? So maybe this is...
Yeah, actually, that was maybe good that he...
It said... Aiden just got here. It said it just... Your interview just stopped unexpectedly, and I'm like, well, now what? I'm not sure. I'm afraid to lose it again. Upload full interview, edit info. I don't know if that means just that info. It did save it.
Okay.
Export recording. Maybe I should do that first.
How about you listen to it first?
Why? No, it's 29 minutes. I'm not going to listen to it. No, okay. No.
Upload full interview then.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. Don't go anywhere. You know how bad I am at this stuff. Publishing your interview may take a few minutes. Do you wish to start publishing?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Please complete the required fields before uploading. I did. Would you like to edit it now? What do they mean? Oh, I hate technology and it hates me back. Allow StoryCorps to access your location. Yeah, that's fine. Make sure you're connected to Wi-Fi when uploading. We are, aren't we? Better check. Make sure we've got everything right. Review all information below to ensure it's complete and accurate before saving. I'm afraid to touch anything, Marth. I've got my IT expert here who is about to take off for a 6-hour drive to Kansas. So I just want to make sure we get this. Oh my God, you closed it.
No, I didn't.
You just closed it.
No, I didn't.
You're doing it.
Wi-Fi's off.
No, it shouldn't be. Get back. Go on. Get. Go on. Maxie's helping him.
See, StoryCorps still up there.
What?
StoryCorps is still up there.
Okay. So now what?
Okay.
Don't lose this,
now
please.
You go back
I don't
to StoryCorps.
I don't think anybody wants to do this a third time. Ow, wait a minute. Don't move. What do I do now?
Publish.
Save?
Yeah.
I'm going to try it. I'm telling you, Martha, I'm afraid to do anything.
Yeah, I know. I understand.
Let's make sure you're doing right. Blah, blah, blah. You must add a photo. Why? Why do I have to add a photo? I did last time. I can pull it from there. How do I do that?
Just click on the add photo.
Which is where? No.
Yes.
Upload a photo. Luckily, hon, I have a photo of you on my phone that I can upload.
Yeah. Okay, good.
From last summer. Don't move. Don't you dare go anywhere before I can do this. Just relax, Aiden. I'm just trying to find you, hon. Oh, here you are. Got it.
Okay.
Jeez. Oh, I cut your head off. Whoops.
Just reattach it.
Yeah. Okay, now what? Do I save it? Save?
Yeah.
Sorry, hon. It's a little painful.
Yeah, it's all right then.
What do I need to do?
Upload. Publish.
Why does it still say save?
I don't know.
What am I doing?
Publishing it.
And how?
I don't know.
Save?
Yeah.
I want to save it like 50,000 times here. Does this mean it's required?
I don't know.
Well, I'll put it in just in case. I've got the interview title. Just Just bear with me, hon. Sorry.
It's quite all right, hon. Take your time.
And of course, our interviewer has skipped town, hon. He's out. He's out of here.
Long gone, huh?
Uh-huh. Does it mean I have to?
No, Aiden, to have a good trip.
You just did, hon.
Oh. Have a good trip, Aiden.
Thanks.
Hope it goes well for you.
Me too. I don't want to go back there. I don't have to go back there.
It's not very exciting.
Go more than one?
It's not very exciting, huh?
Huh?
You'll have to go more than one?
No, this will be the last, hopefully.
Oh.
Okay, so now I save again. Now what? There's no next. I hit that blue save. Now what? See, this stuff is never intuitive.
Yeah, it doesn't make it very easy for you, does it?
No. Publish?
If they want people to do this stuff.
Please complete. I did that. Do I have to put everything, something in everything that's starred? Let me see.
Then just put Bob.
Oh, shut up. Jeez, Aiden. I'm just filling in what I think is the required fields here.
So
quiet.
Saving.
What was it? Was it Montreal? They were in. It's asking me for cities that we talked about. So Montreal.
Yeah.
Quiet, Aiden. Don't say anything.
Just put A, B, C, and D.
Rochester.
Entry in each field.
New York.
I said Swabish Hall, Darmstadt.
No, I'm not.
San Antonio.
Yeah, I'm just gonna put Germany, Texas.
Okay.
They want keywords for locations. Okay, add. All right, save. I did that, I did that. That's filled in. That's filled in.
Okay.
Save.
Cancel.
What?
Where have you got to?
What?
What's it got to
what
now?
What do you mean cancel?
Doesn't matter. What are you asking you now?
Publish your interview.
Okay, publish.
Yeah, duh. I want to do both. I want to save it to device and publish.
You've already saved it to the device. Publish.
Oh, for God's sakes. I hate good. Technology. Ugh. Okay, it's uploaded interview data, uploading photo. That boy, that was quick. I don't trust it. It's got a check mark next to uploaded interview data. Does that mean we haven't lost it?